guys, how are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM. The offer right above me here on YouTube, $10 bet to win $150 on any event using that promo code JUICE150, BetMGM or BetMGM.com. You find this video on YouTube and the audio wherever you get your audio podcasts. Now, last night, well, I was nervous about that Saints bet. That's why I only bet a half a unit on it. I thought 4 points might be a little bit too heavy, and it was. Saints win by 3. Good for our over 9.5 win. Saints are now 4-2. Tough schedule coming up, but hey, they win on the road, and a win's a win, and they're now 4-2, and they haven't really played that much of a home field advantage game yet due to what happened early in the season. So they'll go back home, have a couple home games, and maybe a chance to get, you know, 6-7 wins here going towards the second half of the season. So 4-2 is not bad for the New Orleans Saints. They got a big game coming up against the Buccaneers, but for right now, I'll take the 4-2 win. Unfortunately, the half a unit bet does not come in. The Atlanta Hawks crush and win easily in their game, laying 10.5 points. We like that. They won that game by, I think, 17, 18 points last night. So Atlanta getting a nice big win for us there tonight. So we have a baseball bet for you, a World Series bet for you today, and we're going to go and take one NBA bet for us here today as well. A little bit of a lighter day. It's a Tuesday, so we're just going to kind of roll our way through here. At the time of taping, the Clippers game is still going on. So we're 1-1 on the day. Don't know about the Clippers game yet, but we'll see how that total winds up. It could be a 2-1 or a 1-2 day, one of the two. So lighter day on Monday, lighter day on Tuesday. We'll get more heavily involved on Wednesday, more heavily involved coming up here on Thursday and Friday as we head towards the weekend. So let's start with baseball. Game number one, Charlie Morton going to the hill for the Braves on the road against the Astros in game one of the World Series against Framber Valdez. And so here's an interesting matchup between two teams that, well, I the Astros are the better team. Let's just go ahead and establish that right now. There's no different. There's no debating here that they're the better team. And I think we just have to accept that Framber Valdez is going to the mound after shutting down the Red Sox and pitching 8 innings in his last start. But he hadn't been great before that start. So the Red Sox bats were ice cold. Framber was great. The curveball was working. The left-handed pitcher was just dominant for the Astros. Charlie Morton's a veteran pitcher, and he's been in these spots before. When he's with the Rays, he's pitched very well in key moments here. This is a guy who used to be a Houston Astro, so there'll be some familiarity on both sides. They know him and he knows them. So I don't think there's really an advantage to be gained for that. In last year's ALCS, Charlie Morton threw 10 2/3 scoreless innings in 2 starts against Houston, with the Braves winning both games. And I got plus money here. I got plus 122 on the Atlanta Braves coming up in game number one. And if I'm getting plus odds on, I think it's more of a coin flip than people think. Yeah, okay, the Astros lineup got red hot at the end of the series against Boston. In the beginning of the series, when the Red Sox had their pitchers at full strength, the Astros didn't do very much. And the Braves have better pitching. They have a better bullpen, and they have better pitching overall than the Red Sox. I think the Braves are a little bit undervalued here in this series, in particular in game one with Charlie Morton going to the mound here. So what I'm going to do here is this, okay? I'm taking the Braves to win game one for a half a unit at plus 122. I'm going to take the team that I think is a little bit hotter, been getting the key hits, and has the better pitching overall. The Astros, the Red Sox pounded that bullpen, and they pounded the Astros until their bats just went completely silent. I don't think the Braves are going to have that happen, because I don't think the Braves are going to score 14 runs in a game like the Red Sox did. I think this Atlanta team needs to score 5 or 6 runs, and they're going to win most games 5-2, 5-3, somewhere in that range. 8.5 is the total. I don't mind playing the under in this game, but in that ballpark in Houston at Minute Maid, I'm not playing an under in that ballpark, just given what we could see from a scoring perspective. But I'm just going to take the Braves here to win game one, to get Charlie Morton to go 6-7 innings. I'm eyeballing his strikeout prop, and I'm eyeballing the Valdez strikeout prop as well. Both those props are 4.5 strikeouts, and I think you could get like 5.5 for plus money. And I don't know, I may be on that as we get closer to game time, I may be on that. But just the first bet for the podcast, I'm taking the Atlanta Braves at plus money. I'm not saying Houston's not the better team, but I think from a starting pitcher perspective, I like Charlie Morton here more than I like Framber Valdez. And you could say, well, why not bet the first five here? Matt, take the plus money and go first five. Well, look, you could do that, but I'm just going to say, just in case that Astros bullpen becomes suspect and Valdez is really good, he comes out of the game five, six innings and Atlanta goes to work here on the bullpen. So I don't like the Houston Astros bullpen, but Valdez has been a very good pitcher for them here in this series. So just in case Valdez is really good again, and it's like a 2-1 game when he leaves and the Braves can get a win in the sixth or seventh or eighth inning against the bullpen, I'm going to go Braves game one for a half a unit at plus 122 today. Take Charlie Morton to win game one at plus money against Atlanta. Now for the World Series, Houston again is the better team. Okay, definitely the better team, but they're minus 140. Now, I think there's a way of playing this here, and let's just say I'm right about the Braves getting game one. Well, if the Braves get game one, they're not going to be plus 120 anymore, okay? They'll probably be even money or maybe even laying juice, okay? If they go up 2-0, you got the Astros coming back at plus money for sure, okay? So the first bet, and this is going to be kind of a strategy here, I might make multiple bets. I did this in the World Series last year. If you guys remember with the Daily Juice back in the World Series, we did this before where we kind of ping-ponged around. You bet the plus money early. You hope for a game one win by the dog. The numbers then flip around and you can get plus money on the Astros. And then we're sitting with two tickets and we're basically knowing we're going to cash and we're going to make money. Okay. So my World Series bet here, I'm taking the Atlanta Braves to win the World Series at plus 120 for one unit. Okay. Putting our flag down, one unit, Braves to win the World Series. That's not to say I think that they win the World Series per se. I think there's a good chance they win the World Series. And at plus money, I think it's worth it. But I also think there's a chance for the Braves to win game one, like I mentioned. And then we have a chance for the Braves potentially to be the favorite. And if that happens, we come back with a bet on the Astros and we try to get ourselves into a middle situation where it doesn't matter who wins the series. We're on plus money on both sides. Whoever wins, we win money. Okay, so that's the goal here for how we're going to play this. And maybe if just the Braves win game one, Braves win game two. I mean, who knows how it goes, but that's how I'm playing it. Okay, for one full unit, Atlanta to win the World Series at plus 120. All right, so Braves game one. And we're going half a unit there at plus 122, taking Charlie Morton to win the game for the Atlanta Braves on the road to shut down that crowd at Minute Maid Park and quiet everybody. And we're taking the Braves to win the World Series at plus 120 for one full unit, knowing that there could be a hedge opportunity at some point in this series as well. So that's how I'm playing the World Series, and that's how I'm playing game number one. Now, that leaves a half a unit out there for us to go ahead and jump on it. And let's look at, and I'm gonna ride the Warriors early here. The Warriors are on the road at Oklahoma City. They're laying 9 points to OKC. 2-1 against the number for Golden State so far this year. 3-0 ATS straight up. Oklahoma City's 0-3 straight up, 0-3 against the number. The Warriors are scoring 118.3 points per game. That is sixth best in the NBA. They're also averaging 17 points on the fast break per game, which is really good. It's hard to score on the fast break against Oklahoma City. They're only giving up 5.7 points per game in transition. That's pretty good. But on the other side, 3-point shooting and opposing field goal percentage, not great, okay? Effective field goal percentage for Golden State, 54.2, that's ninth best in the NBA so far. OKC giving up 55.8, that is 26th in the NBA right now. Not a good defensive number for them. They're giving up 115.3 points per game. That is 19th best in the NBA. That is not what you want to go ahead and see. And they're giving up easy baskets. Points in the paint for the Warriors, 48.7. Exact same number, 48.7 given up for OKC. That's not the types of numbers that you want to be seeing here. And 3-point percentage, as you know, with the Warriors, 39.3% 3-point shooting, 38% given up by Oklahoma City. That is 24th best in the NBA, near the bottom of the league, stopping 3-point shooting. Not what you want to see. Shooting efficiency, 1.145, that's 7th best for Golden State, 1.154 given up, that's 27th for Oklahoma City. Their defense is just not good at all here early. They're giving up 16 made 3-pointers per game. Like, that is You just can't do that. You can't allow 3-point shots to be open when it's the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. And we very well might be eyeballing made 3-pointers by Steph Curry tonight in a prop bet. So we'll watch that. We may be very well involved here later in this game as we get closer to tip time. But Golden State's -9. I'm going to lay the -9 here with the Golden State Warriors. We laid 10 points with the Hawks last night. I'm going to lay the 9 points here with Golden State. The Hawks were at home. I know a little bit of an easier sell with the Hawks. That number closed at 12.5 for them at home against the Detroit Pistons. This is another bad team, good team versus a bad team, but it's a road team this time around as the game's at Oklahoma City. But I just don't think this OKC team's any good. Their average scoring margin already through 3 games is -22, which is awful. Not what you want to see by any means. And they just aren't scoring enough. Their effective field goal percentage is 46.1. That is 27th best in the NBA. They're not hitting their 3-point shots. They don't have a real lot. They're only hitting 9.7 threes per game. Now, the Warriors are giving up 14.7, but that might be more of who they've played than what they're going to see here from Oklahoma City. Just not a lot of talent here for the Thunder, and they're young. They're not that experienced, and I think they're going to get killed here by the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to lay under the double digits, 10-point or more win for Golden State on the road at OKC. Half a unit, Warriors -9 on the road against the Thunder. We're going to lay it here with Steph Curry and company. Look to them to move to 4-0 to start the year, and a really good start for our win total at 47.5 for the Golden State Warriors. That was my favorite bet coming into the year. I really like the Warriors a lot this year, and I'm going to keep riding them. We're 2-0 so far betting on Warrior games so far this year, and we're going to hopefully go to 3-0 here betting on Warrior games coming up for them against OKC, laying 9 on the road at the Thunder. Okay, so Braves game 1, money line at +122 for a half a unit. Warriors -9 for a half a unit here on the road in the NBA at -110. And the Braves to win the World Series for 1 unit at +120 for the plays for a Tuesday with some prop bets to come. I apologize about not getting the prop bets out yesterday. What's really fun, you guys, a couple of you shared tickets where you took John Collins over 15.5 points and Pat Connaughton over 1.5 made threes. One person parlayed them both together for $25 to win $75, which I love. That's great. Congratulations on that hit. So I didn't even need to give you guys the props. And you knew where I would have gone. I would have bet those two props. John Collins scored 22 points last night. Pat Connaughton hit three points last night. So like, yeah, I mean, that's just going to be kind of like a consistent thing. They hit a lot. And until the books adjust with John Collins and start raising up his props to like 17, 18 points, then we'll bet the under, or they start going to 2.5 made threes for Pat Connaughton, then we'll go to the under. As long as they keep on putting up 1.5 made threes for Connaughton and over 15.5 points for John Collins, we'll keep on knocking those things down and betting those things when the Hawks are playing and when the Bucks are playing. So two bets I do like a lot in the prop bet market that's been pretty consistent and pretty good to knock down and hit. And you guys did do that. So some of you just did it on your own. That's good. I've kind of convinced you guys, or trained you guys to go ahead and do that. That's very cool. And somebody also brought this up saying, how did I not bring up the Teresa Peralt parlay, which happened on Sunday? And that is a first. My wife is now involved in gambling. So my wife put a half a unit. No, I think it was a full unit. What was it? No, it was $50. So my wife put $50 down on a +168 parlay for the Raiders, the Bucks, and the Patriots. 3-leg money line parlay on Sunday. All three hit. So my wife came in and hit her first bet. So she's 1-0 now on the Teresa Peralta parlay, and we'll post that for fun every week. I'm not helping her. I just said, what do you want to bet? And she said, I want to bet the Raiders to win, the Patriots to win, and the Bucks to win. So Brady, Patriots, and the hometown Raiders. His hometown homer parlay came through in cash. So we'll do that every Sunday. The Teresa Peralt parlay. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I did not bring that up last night on the podcast. So here we go. Let's go. The Teresa Peralt, my wife's parlay, 3-0, or 3-0 in the wins, or 1-0 so far on the parlay for her at +168 odds on a money line parlay. So that came into that cash. So we'll watch that every Sunday for her coming up. Again, the plays, Braves money line, Warriors -9, Braves to win the World Series. My name's Matt Peralt. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com.